cows come out, we ask them each to tell a story. They might be the truth, they might be the lie. And then we're going to vote at the end who's telling the lie. Are you with me?
Yeah!
Let's start off with Dalton.
Me?
Yes.
All right, black guy. I got a Jehovah's Witness pregnant. She knocked on the wrong door that day. She was cute, she was pretty, and she was afraid to introduce me to her mom and dad. And we have a child together. Yep, we have a child together. My son Christian now is 21. He's 21. And we only had sex one time. That ain't funny, man.
Yeah.
One time.
I have questions. How old were you when she knocked on your door?
I was 19.
And how old was she?
I don't know. She was legal, guys. She was legal. Yeah, she was legal.
That Jehovah's Witness is some good pussy, I'll tell you that. It's good shit, it's witness shit.
That was awesome, amazing. She got pregnant, but...
That's the story?
That's it.
All right, come and knock on my door.
How you feel, man?
Okay, so I grew up in Japan, and my dad used to be a correction officer in Japan. So he worked in a death row department in the prison. So I don't know if you know, in Japan, capital punishment is like 97-98% support, because it's not a Christian country. So anyway, the one major difference between capital punishment in Japan is we never tell the date of your execution. So every time the correction officer might walk you by, it's nerve-wracking. And my dad was a really sweet guy. He would never play games around, but some of the correction officer like, you know, walk by and do a moonwalk, kind of come back, and like that. Terrorize them. But my dad almost got fired in the late 80s when I was in high school because they grabbed the guy and took him almost halfway to execution, they realized they took the wrong guy. So my dad had to take this guy back, and the guy who was next to him, it was his day, he had so much relief, then they had to give him a bad news, and needless to say, you know, the guy, he actually took shit on himself. So anyway, yeah, but yeah, he did that for years.
So the guy that actually accidentally took, he didn't get killed that day? Like, was your dad like, well, I already picked him?
No. It wasn't his due day, so they took him back to his prison cell, but they took, I mean, they had to take the other guy.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So that's why he did for like 25, 30 years.
Did he get in trouble that day when he almost?
He almost got fired.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Almost.
Yeah. It's not like at McDonald's, you're giving wrong cheese, you know what I mean? Yeah, so that was rough.
So the answer is, obviously you heard the story from your father, and yeah. when your father told you this story, what was the context of this of him telling you this story? Was it like, hey, here's a crazy story?
No. It was like he was giving professional advice, like whatever the job you do, you have to make sure
you get it right. You can kill the wrong person.
Yeah.
All right, so the first time I had anal sex was with a girl named Kitty.
Sorry, giving or receiving?
Listen, it was.
You got on top of her like.
Oh, did not finish?
It was giving. But I'm not opposed to some butt play. I mean, come on, it's 2019, y'all. Yeah. So the day that we planned it, she picked me up from junior college and took me to my parents' house. And we go up into my bedroom and we start having regular, like, doggy style anal sex, right? And then we decided to do something a little bit fun, so we did like reverse cowgirl.
Ooh.
And her legs, so my legs were like, I was laying on the bed and my legs were on the floor.
Sorry, Josh, you did reverse cowgirl on the very first time you had anal sex?
Yes.
How did you learn that move?
I watched porn and I had done it vaginally. It's just a little bit lower hole. It's not hard to find. I love how you think that it's like this is like a trick shot in billiards. It's like it's just go to the different hole. It's very simple. It's no, you know, please.
He's a professional.
I'm a profesh. But, so here's what happens. So I'm laying on the bed, and my feet are like, so if here's the bed.
So
here's the bed.
So if here's the headboard.
Here's the bed.
Here's the headboard. Here's the bed. Right? So my feet are like that. Does everybody understand? My feet are on the floor, and I'm laying on the bed. And Kitty's like, right, going up and down. And then she goes up too high, and my dick like thuds on my chest, and immediately I feel something hit me. Right here, on the chin crease. And I look down, and there's a pile of like doo-doo all over here. And a little piece right there. And so I, because she only weighed like 90 pounds, I'm already grabbing her butt cheeks. I just launch her into the air. So, and so the first time I ever had anal sex, I got shit on.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So out of the three of you, how many people by applause think Josh Adam Myers is telling the truth?
It's
not
the truth.
Truth?
Yeah, truth. You don't need a
boy. This guy's been, I've been shit on twice.
I'm telling you about it.
Yeah. Anal.
All right, by applause. So by applause again, how many Josh Adam Myers? By applause. Yeah.
All right, good
job. By applause, how many people think that Lionel's telling the truth?
It was my neighbor.
And I'm emotionally scarred.